Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Stones bringing us back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Holly Wade. She's the Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, nfib.com. We're talking about the Index of Small Business Optimism, their survey that they conduct. Holly, you guys... I know you probably do some other surveys. Are you talking to your members about, and folks, all our members, all the NFIB's members are folks just like you. Many of you listening are probably members, as am I, as I have been for about 30 years. Holly, what are they, are you getting any reports in on their filing of the Paycheck Protection Program loans and what their experience is? Have you got any of that?
We do. So we've surveyed our membership a few times now, asking about how they, financial support, if they're applying for the Paycheck Protection Program loan, or also the Economic Injury Disaster Loan through the SBA. And those two are very popular programs. About 70% of those 70% of those who were surveyed had applied for the PPP loan, and about little less than 50% had applied for the EIDL loan. And so they're looking for financial support wherever they can get it. Unfortunately, they're having a difficult time. Many of them are having a difficult time accessing those loans, and the communication between the banks and the SBA to those who are trying to apply is incredibly frustrating. So getting the information to apply, but then also trying to figure out the status of their application, it's all just a big mess, unfortunately. And now we have heard that the SBA is no longer accepting new applications for the EIDL loan. They have ran out of funding for the program.
Well, they had $20 billion, and that's all, and it ran out. They used it all up. That was separate from the CARES Act money.
Yes, so they had $10 billion for the emergency grant that was attached to the loan, and $7 billion for the loan itself, and all of it is gone and accounted for. And so we need to go back to Congress and have them add additional monies to continue to help small business owners who are still interested in these loans.
That's exactly right. And I'm going to, in the last segment today, I'm going to talk to the audience about the experience that they'll have when they get to their bank. But, you know, one of the things that I think we need to do, Holly, is to recognize that what the SBA and banks have been asked to do they've never been asked to do before. And when you consider that from a standing start 3 weeks ago to this week, giving money out in the form of, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of money in terms of these processing these loans, that's pretty remarkable. I mean, I know we thought it should have happened quicker, but I'm not sure anybody – I'm not sure I could have. I wrote articles about how, folks, this is going to take time. They have to do the underwriting. They have to kick in the deal. They have to make sure the banks are made whole. I'm actually impressed with how fast this worked. What do you think?
I mean, the demand level is extreme, and the frustration, though, I think, is the transparency and the communication, either between the banks and the financial institutions to small business owners, but especially the SBA to small business owners, so they understand, that there are just limited resources with the SBA. They might not get their communications answered, immediately, but also trying to figure out where they are in the process of the loan. any communication would have been helpful. And unfortunately, it was pretty silent through this whole process, which was frustrating.
Well, the banks, I've been communicating. My bank communicated with me, but I will say this: the EIDL communication was a long time, and it actually never happened. From the time I went through the process because I wanted to be able to report to my audience about it. And I went through the process, and I didn't get any communication on the EIDL for 3 weeks. And I still haven't, except that I just found out the money was deposited.
Even though I never heard anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the huge, huge frustration that we heard from many of our members, because they were trying to figure out how to adjust business operations and also using their savings and other resources to bridge the gap, keep their employees on payroll, waiting for the loan, and not knowing how much of
their resources
they could continue to spend.
Exactly, and whether they were throwing good money after bad. That would be a real concern for a lot of people, and I certainly can see that. Holly, last thoughts before you go. How would you like to leave us?
We're working with Congress to pressure them to continue funding these programs for a lot of small business owners. This is going to be a long economic disruption for them, and so they will continue to need financial assistance and support to get through this crisis, and so hopefully Congress will quickly come back and increase funding for these very vital small business loan programs.
And I know that NFIB folks is banging on the door on your behalf, Colleen. And I know you're helping out with that. And we appreciate you, especially in this time. We really appreciate the NFIB. Thank you for being here, as always. And we look forward to next month.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Holly Wade, ladies and gentlemen. She's an awesome member of the NFIB, an organization that supports you and fights for you every day. Be sure to join their organization. Become a member of the NFIB. NFIB.com. Tintel, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.